From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morning, Cam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
You've come in with an air of tranquility about you, which I feel the breakfast team needed.
And four windows on my car, by the sounds. You know,
it's not, okay, so. Not to flex or anything.
Sorry, Rosetta.
But Cam's got four windows on his car. awesome. You've got a lovely little handful of records here.
I have today.
Tell me about it.
Great releases, as always. It's Friday, special new release day, and reissues all up on the wall at Southbound if you want to head along, and also up at southbound.co.nz. Something to say, though, Record Store Day was last week.
Yes, it's not quite as exciting as last week, is it?
Well, it was a huge week last week. Yeah. Super exciting. Big thanks to everyone who showed up. It was an awesome turnout and an awesome day. There were so many releases that came out last week. I think there were like 235 releases or something. So there was a little bit of something in there for everyone, and it was such a great day. But we do still have quite a lot of releases left over and a few still rolling in. So if there was something that you were really looking forward to and didn't quite get your hands on it, or something that you saw after the fact and just wanted to see if we still got it, they're all up online, so you can check them out. If you go online, search RSD 2026, then all those titles will come up. You can have a little browse.
Nice. But, oh, that's really cool.
But let's get into what we've got on the shelves today.
Yes.
Metric is the first one I've brought in today. Metric is, you might know their song Black Sheep, which was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That song was pretty big for a little while. Mm-hmm. But these guys were pretty big in the kind of Toronto, like indie alternative scene for a little while. They were big alongside people like Feist, who were also co-members of Broken Social Scene.
As were
the founders of Metric. So all part of Broken Social Scene. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you'll be into Metric. These guys are a bit more of a polished sound. These guys moved over to New York and were kind of immersed a bit more in the, like, that indie sleaze kind of era of The Strokes and LCD Sound System and the Yeah Yeahs and Interpol and such.
What a time.
And you can definitely hear that a bit more in Metric as opposed to Broken Social Scene. But yeah, it's a really great sound. Super nostalgic to listen to this album, because as much as it's a brand new album, it still carries across that early 2000s sound. Very clean, polished kind of synth pop, but kind of adopted, I feel like, a sound that came over here at a similar time with artists like Lady Hawk and the Naked and Famous and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a really, really great album from them, and kind of acknowledging their past as well, and acknowledging their growth while also sticking to their familiar sound.
Yeah, so, it's on a lovely opaque white vinyl.
It sure is. This is their 10th studio album as well.
Nice.
So you know they've refined their sound.
Oh, they've been working hard. We're going to listen to Loyal from Metric.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
I like it. I'm getting echoes of, you know, big bands when I was a youth.
Yes, a youth.
A youth in
when
my
you
day.
You were young and youthful.
Oh, wicked. Well, that's awesome. And their 10th studio album, that's, yeah, they've been thinking about that.
And you can definitely hear the LCD sound system in there.
Yeah.
Romanticize the Dive is the name of the album. Mm. Come get your hands on it. Opaque white vinyl.
Nice.
The next one I've brought in is Kizzy from Belle Cobain. This is her first ever EP released on Brownswood. 20 years of Brownswood this year.
We love Brownswood.
So there was a great little Record Store Day release for Brownswood, celebrating 20 years. But here is the latest release, Belle Cobain. Again, it's an EP released on beautiful terracotta coloured vinyl. She has got such an incredible voice. She's definitely going to be one of those artists that you'll see more of in the future, especially being on the Brownswood label. Like all those artists you kind of, you know, start hearing through the ethos.
They start becoming a bit of a household name.
Absolutely, eh? Yeah. And I believe she's done some vocals on Salt albums in the past, but Salt kind of are notoriously difficult with their crediting, and you can, you know, never find many details about Salt works.
It's the mystery of Salt.
It is the mystery of Salt. she has kind of been doing her thing throughout. I believe she's London-based and has released a string of singles, and those have all been really great. And then we finally got the 6-track EP in our hands. And what better way to delve into it than on vinyl for the very first time, her very first EP.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, you know that if it's on again a label like Brownswood, then you've got the rep behind it that, you know, it's going to work. And yeah, she has such an incredible voice. She's kind of got a similar sound to kind of some of the earlier Salt stuff, especially with the percussion. Yeah, fantastic.
Give her awesome.
Belle Cobain.
We're going to have a listen to Am I Dumb off Kizzy, Belle Cobain. A question I ask myself frequently. Be really yummy on vinyl.
How good is that?
Yeah.
On terracotta coloured vinyl.
I did a bit of looking, and that terracotta vinyl is really, really nice. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Yeah.
That's Belle Cobain, Kizzy, the new EP from Belle Cobain. Nice. Beautiful. Last but not least, the brand new Salt record.
We were alluding to something there, weren't we?
We were building up to this
Salt
one.
Talk.
Yeah. What is there to say about Salt? Acts of Faith came out recently, and that did really well.
Mm.
We now have Chapter One from them. This one's a little. It's got some variation on there. It's got some versatile sounds. It's kind of it jumps around a bit in a really, really good way. You've got Cleo Soul's incredible vocals on quite a few of these tracks, and beautiful production from Inflow on there as well. Probably a whole bunch of collaborations sprinkled throughout, but again, the crediting is not listed on here and is probably hard to find where you'd want to find it online.
And Salt Records, am I right in thinking they're actually quite hard to source here in
They can be when they sell out. It can be you can be waiting a while to get your hands on them again. So, if you're a Salt fan, definitely don't wait on this one.
Go
I would
get
say.
It now.
Pop on in. If you can't make it in today, come see us over the weekend. Put your hand on the new Salt record, Chapter One, or check out one of their older records, or Cleo Soul.
Some
great music for this weather as well.
There's options.
There are options.
Hey, thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you for having me, as
Everybody,
always.
Everybody, jump over to Simon Street, get into Southbound Records, go visit them online, get your records.
That's us.
Wonderful selections, Cam. Have a great week.
You too. See you soon.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.